Now, in light of the, you know, multiple recent incidents in South Africa, or rather South African being scammed by job offers in China, there's a Cape Town-based travel company, which is TravelBud, which is looking to offer some helpful insights into how you can actually spot these scams and what, you know, the actual requirements are for teaching abroad. And TravelBud's Nick Paul is joining you this morning to help you with one or two steps that you can follow to ensure that you don't get duped. Nick, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.
Nick, I mean, how popular, you know, is the idea of teaching abroad these days? It seems like it's everywhere.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's been around for a long time. It's not exactly new, but we're seeing a lot of programs growing more and more throughout the world, particularly in Asia. You're getting new countries that are opening their doors to teachers to come in, particularly countries like Myanmar, which used to be known as Burma. It was shut off from the outside world considerably during the military dictatorship, and it's opened its doors now recently as well to English teachers. There's just, I think, a growing demand for particularly first language English speakers to come over there and teach English to the locals.
And how often, in fact, are these jobs these job offers, shall I say, legit? How often are they legit?
I would say most of the time that they actually are legit. There might be varying degrees of preparedness that the companies or schools have in terms of hosting teachers over there. But most of the time, I'd say they are legit. In bigger countries, particularly like China, where there's just a massive demand for teachers and it's not as regulated as in some other countries, for example, as in South Korea, you might find more scams, more sort of fly-by-night companies popping up, or more schools that are very unprepared to host teachers to come over there. That tends to happen more often in countries like that.
And surely, though, I mean, there must be signs that a job may not be a genuine one. What are the signs that I should be looking out for?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes they're hard to spot, but I mean, if you follow, there's a few very simple steps that one can actually follow to stand a much better chance of spotting these scams before you're actually scammed by them. Some of the things would be simple stuff like checking the reviews. Of course, there are Google reviews and there are Facebook reviews, but I would also check, there's two very helpful sites, goabroad.com and gooverseas.com. These two sites are American-based. They list the actual programs that you would go on to teach abroad there, and they host reviews from actual participants who've been on those programs. So you can see what people have had to say about them. You can see if the program is actually listed there or not. If it's not on there, that alarm bell should ring there for you. And if the reviews are very few or not at all, that should also be, you know, alarm bells there. You can also look at, you know, are they posting regularly on social media? Are they responding to customer questions? You know, any active business should be engaging in as many platforms as it possibly can. Also, double checking the requirements. That's a big one. I mean, if the requirements seem super relaxed for the job that you're looking at, but everyone else is recruiting for that country says that the requirements are much higher. For example, you need teaching experience or you need a bachelor's degree, and this company that you're looking at says, no, none of that's needed. You just come over and everything will be fine. Then I think alarm bells should ring as well. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. And you should also look at what the fees are covering. Are you paying for it? A lot of time you will pay for a program to go teach abroad because there might be orientation or training involved in that. Just be sure of what the fees are covering before you sign up as well.
And if you've just joined us, it's just turned 26 minutes past 5. You're chatting to Nick Paul, who's a marketing manager at TravelBud. He joins you to give you a few steps to follow to spot dodgy job offers abroad. And most certainly, many individuals in South Africa have been duped by these job offers abroad. And you want to make sure, if you're considering, that you've got all your dots or your ducks in a row. I mean, just before we let you go, Nick, surely there's a process. I mean, you guys have been working with these people. There's a process that a person would need to follow. Yes, we know the signs, yeah. You know the checks. What is the process?
Definitely. I think one of the things that you should definitely be doing is obviously speaking to the company, speaking to a person directly at the company. So most of the time what will happen is you'll inquire. You'll then maybe get a phone call from one of the enrollment agents who will walk you through the process of exactly what needs to happen. You'll complete an application form where you'll need to upload a CV. They may need to take a voice recording of you just to show the school that you are able to speak English properly. They'll need to see a photo of you as well. So what that'll do is build a profile of you so that they can forward this to schools and to recruiters in the country to actually find you a placement. You'll then use Usually pay a fee, and it'll depend on what country it is that you're going to what that fee will be or what the next steps will be. So usually it's not uncommon for you to actually be able to go and do a TEFL course or TESOL course in the country that you're going to be teaching before you start teaching. So that might happen. You might go do an orientation there for a week, as is the case with a lot of our Asian programs. And then after that, you might either be given a job offer before you leave the country, or if you have to do the course in the country, you might be offered a job during the course that you're doing there. And then you'll be sent on your way. You'll usually get support from, if you've got a good company that you're working through, support throughout the time that you're abroad. I think that's very important to look for as well.
So I think the key thing here is you must get a company that is working with you. Yes. Chances are you should not try to do this on your own.
Yes, it can be very complicated. There are people who manage to do it successfully, but there are so many pitfalls along the way. There's a lot of opportunity to be scammed by a fly-by-night school. So if you go through a company that does this, generally these things, the schools will be vetted beforehand. You won't just be going in blind and hoping for the best. But yes, it is possible to do it by yourself. I'd be lying if I said that's not true. But of course, you need to be very clued up on what to look for so as not to be tripped up while in the process.
Nick, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Certainly. Thank you for the advice. Nick Paul, who's the marketing manager at Travel Bard.